chapter 3.
Now, chapter 3 talks about two parts of people.
Chapter 3, they end up on two, Babiri.
The perilous man.
The white watching from Fulu.
And the man of God.
And two, Wapalesa.
It also talks about perilous times.
They have pair of Tinshtaya, Chimfulu, Fulu, Nagoya Mafia.
And also the word of God. So we have spent time on the first part, now we move to the second part.
Now to post and shita ukulanda, punch, patch, mutu wapu, I did a poll number three, sir. Chipandwa, chavu, baby.
So Timothy must show a difference.
Timothy, afile alanga, ufu, sana.
Now how is he going to face this perilous people?
Uchi, above. Run Baba Kul and Shani Ababantu Abachimfu.
So Timothy must continue the things which he has
done. Paulo Timothy Afonkanya Pom Kwikalam Pintufia Sambirida.
The life of Paul has become a very good example to Timothy.
Mweo Wapa Paulo Java Ichamena Ko Kuri Timothy.
So Paul was a role model to Timothy in his service to the Lord.
Paulo ali chakumwena ko kuri Timothy weka shuba kumuguma kutungila lesa.
You know, sometimes if you want the younger generation or younger people to be taught to.
Nishitai mungu tulepo ya vantu na kuwaru mendo kutatubaba ya vaukwata kutina lesa.
We must set them good examples for
Fire Trava Metrava Avaf Mwenako.
I still remember, in the early 90s.
Yes, we are Mumia Kaya Kwega Kumama Manainte Zumu.
We were very much engaged in personal evangelism.
Dwari Nainto Yaku Yakushimikila.
I still recall that those days, sometimes we have to work in the morning, night time, we would go out to visit the truth seekers and the like. We find that this enthusiasm actually also influences many other youngsters. Likewise, the church also organizes a prayer session for members to come to pray. For example, every Sunday, there is a 1-hour prayer session. Just like what we do here, 1 hour in the morning. And we find that this kind of prayer session actually draws many youngsters to come to join in prayer. So, for them to grow up in the Lord, it requires good examples to emulate. Leading the church is not just about talking and preaching the word. So leading the church is more so practicing the word. We can look at this text.
Verse 10.
Here Paul says that Timothy has carefully followed his doctrine.
Timothy apa abawa konkai ifyalembwa fyakwe na ngofya sunyemo.
Not just his doctrine, his manner of life as well. How Paul behaved and how Paul interacted with others.
Nobuikashi wa kwa Paulo, nemibele ya kwa Paulo, netio Paulo ale ale lanshanye la bantu bambi.
In his purpose, in his ministry work.
Na ukabila kwa kwe mumu nchito ya kwe.
Or the purpose of his life.
Ne ukabila kwa kwe mubuikashi wa kwe.
Even his faith, yeah.
Ne chitiko cha kwe hapa.
His belief in Jesus.
Ne chumene cha kumuri Yesu.
His trust in the Lord.
Chitikara muri shikulu.
Has also become an example for Timothy to follow.
Chava icha kumwena ko kuri Timothy kukonka.
He also exhibited good virtues such as long-suffering, love, and perseverance.
I langire mibele isuma kushipitisha na kutemwa.
He has adopted the value of Christ.
Abula ulu vali lwa kwa Yesu Kristu misango ya kwa Yesu Kristu.
Wishing that many souls that can be saved.
Okulenga kutati mnyo shingi isha kusuka.
We find that his love for the church is undiminishing.
Mwana atumukwa wali kutata wuli wakupela pakati yo.
He continued to show great love by preaching the gospel to others.
Alanga kutema ukankala kupakulangu kubilambila suma.
If you look at his love, yeah, we understand. We can understand this from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20.
Tuamona okutemwa kwakwe, ngatwalosha mu milimo y'abatumwa, chapter 20.
We turn to chapter 20.
Mwana mukwai milimo y'abatumwa, chapter
20. We read verse 31.
Relating to verse 31.
Chapter 30, verse 20, verse 31.
Chapter 20, verse 31.
Therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears.
Echo loleni mulei ukisho kuti miaka itatu ushuku nakasuwa nshale kele ukukomkomesha muntu onse nepilamba.
So we can see his genuine love for the church. With tears, meaning he really show concern to the church with his heart. And this concern actually came from his genuine heart.
Nefilamba kanishi chari ukulanga ifyo ate minu ulukuta ukuta tuluwe uluwa ikatana kadi uluwa kumbel chafamo.
There isn't a sense of falsehood there.
The mwari pofia kumbimunda
iyo. Rather a sense of insincerity.
Nangu wawo kana wawo mchetekanya.
It truly came from his love for the church.
Ichi ni chincha kumine mkute mwa kwa lukuta.
I find that in all the things that he did, he was able to persevere. Without perseverance, the work that he did could be spoiled.
Kwa kushipikisha milimo yonse ya mwambelenga yali onaike.
So this one, everything concerning Paul and his life were an example to Timothy.
Konse echa pitembo Paulo chali cha kumwena ko kuri Timote.
Now I want you to look at this 11.
Defamone mu verse 11.
Verse 11.
Verse 11.
Chapter 3, verse 11.
Chapter 3, verse 11.
Now, persecution, affliction, which happened to me at Antioch, and Iconium, and Lystra, what persecution I endured, and how the more the Lord delivered me.
Kulamatwa kwandi, no kuchula kwandi, ifintu, ifya mpone ne mwantioke, mu Iconia, mu Lustria, ifya kunlamata ifyo na shpikisho no muli fyonse shukulu ali mpoko lwele.
Here he talks about the persecution that he suffered.
Apa kalela pamulandu wa kusipakaswa yuko apit mukupakaswa kwa apitilemo.
And the affliction that he suffered in his ministry work as well.
No kuchenwa nangu kupaka ukulamatwa okwapita pamulandu wa mbela nsima.
Sometimes he had to go without food.
Shitaimo taledia iyo.
Sometimes he has to suffer shipwreck.
Shitaimo yali yakwati
Sometimes because of trouble, he has to endure many sleepless nights. So he said that this happened to him and endure,
Kailangukuta tifiachitik mwe Antioke kan mwana mwe Iconia isopina mlastria.
He endured great persecution.
And speakish pakaswa.
And yet what he said that the Lord delivered him from all harm.
Elate shukuru ali mpokolwele.
This is the grace of God.
Ku eksamino kwa kwalesa.
If he had not persisted on preaching. He would not have experienced such a great grace from God. You know, like we do ministry work in
Africa.
You know, there was a time we went to an island in Uganda called Sibu.
That
is a very remote area. The most basic facility is not even there.
There
isn't a toilet, there isn't a bathroom. So you have to take showers just
outside.
So we just have to sleep on the floor in a muddy floor. With a thin layer of what you call a mattress, it's
quite expensive.
So in the morning when you try to roll up the form, you see a dead centipede.
So we didn't care so much after prayer, we just went to bed.
There was one time we went there and we were supposed to stay there for 5 days.
But
so we said, why should we stay there for 5 days? So we were saying if there isn't any much work to be done, then we will leave the island earlier. It took us about 2 hours one way by boat.
That
And this island actually is situated right in the Lake Victoria. For those who have been to Lake Victoria, you will understand how deep the lake is. It's like a ocean.
When
you are on the boat, you cannot see the other side of the lake. So we stayed at the time. Thank God, because there was some work to be done. On the day
escaped,
on our way out. We were told the day before, then yesterday, there was a huge storm in the lake. As a result, two boats capsized and
13
died. Thank God we did not come out on that day.
So I could
understand what Paul was saying. God was there to direct
us. immediately.
Now we move on. Now here Paul says, he mentioned this, actually is for Timothy to understand and to learn.
Alondola ifinchu fya kuti somewhere else. Timothy asambilileko kabi afimone nao akuseleleko.
You know that the journey to heaven is never easy.
Mwishwe kuchati ulwendo lwa kumuluta lwava ulwanguka.
So if you desire to live godly,
ngamule kabila ukwikala mubulesa,
surely you will suffer persecution.
Ichili mulina okuchula okupakaswa.
Persecution may not come in a physical form.
Okupakaswa techikwise fyekwa okupa nkwa kumubiri filapine.
It can come in any other form.
Chiaisa mushesha alikana lekana.
Your work being criticized.
Nangu imimo yenu ileva iya kwewa ulwa ewa ulwa.
Or you being rejected.
Nangu kukanwa.
What you have done is not appreciated.
If you might starve and to tabasekele mo basumisha atitisme yo.
All this stresses amounts to what? Persecution.
John say fi kutwa penda fya pendelwa ukuba upakaswa.
So the more godly you want to be in Christ,
the
more suffering you shall
encounter. So
this is the reminder that Paul, had given to Timothy.
Here
Paul also warned Timothy against this evil man and imposters.
Hey, Paulo, amweva Timothy, baba bantu, abakwibi kapofie, na bantu ababi.
I think he was referring to those mentioned in verse 6.
Yesuvira alelanda nangale mweva kuti avo pali avo avashimbulwa mu verse 6.
Because these are the people who would creep into the household.
Eva ingire mulukuta.
Just like what Jesus said, that these were the robbers.
Epo ifyaya ndiye Yesu atavani vakabolala.
They either time in.
Bakuti vaingira mukati.
Or they sneak their way in.
Nangu kuti va tabulusheshe vaingira mukati.
They did not come in properly.
Vaingira mufye bwino bwino iyo.
That's why Paul warned Timothy against these imposters.
Echo Paulo aive Timothy kuti ape vachenje pai kuti ava vantu.
Paul says that these people will grow worse and worse.
Paulo amati chitu chino kuvaiva chino kubikira kofye.
Deceiving and being deceived. Trying to go around to distort the truth.
Trying to deceive more people.
In return, they themselves are being deceived even more. This is what Revelation teaches us as well.
If you sokololo, let me know.
Chapter 22.
Usokolola 22.
Revelation chapter 22.
Usokolola 22.
Here it says that the time will come that he who is unjust, let him be unjust still. Verse 11. I thought you knew.
He
who is filthy, let him be filthy still.
No, you will. Just read the color. Umulungami leka alungame na nomba. Nomusari leka. Ave uwa busari.
So it will come a time that those who are unrighteous, they will remain unrighteous and they shall be more unrighteous than before.
Now,
I want to read Daniel as
well. Daniel.
Chapter 12.
Chapter 12.
Daniel chapter 12.
Daniel chapter 12.
We read the second part of verse 10.
Yeah? Pandwa shall be Chavez 10.
The wicked shall do wickedly.
Nava bifi vakachitafya bifi.
Meaning that the wicked will become more wicked.
You know, this will happen
especially before the second coming of
Christ. So this poor
man and his poster, they are within the community of
faith. Sometimes
there is nothing much you can do about this people.
Especially
when you realize that, you know, some of them are even in what, leadership position. You can't just drive them out of the church. You know, they are also people who are supporting them. In such a situation, what should you do? This is what Paul said to Timothy. We read verse 14.
Chapter 3, verse 14.
But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them.
Lelo iwe ikalirila muri ifyo wasambilire nefyo watetekelako ukwishwa abo wasambilireko.
So the most basic thing that Timothy could do is to stand firm in the faith.
Chitu chikakala icho alino Timothy kuba okuchita kuba uwakoselela muchitetekelo.
That is to continue in the things which he has learned.
Kutwalila muchintu ifyo asambilire.
I think that this is very important.
Chichava chikankala.
We read the chapter 4 of 1 Timothy.
Verengem chapter 4 ya 5 Timothy wakwalila po.
We read verse 16.
Verse 16.
1 Timothy chapter 4.
1 Timothy chapter 4.
Take it to yourself and to the doctrine, continue in them. For in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you.
Uyumune we mwine na masambilo yowe, ikadirira muli ififintu pantu poku chitefyo, ukaipususha we mwine na vale.
So here again, Paul reminds him that he must continue in all this doctrine. For example, when you face with confusion in your life, or problems in your ministry work, apart from praying to God, you must continue in what you have learned. Continue in what you have learned. And you must know from whom you have learned. Just like today, you have been preached the full gospel of God. Obviously, when you first receive the gospel, you can see that your heart is filled with joy. You know, this has been the trend in the church, and also the trend in the early church, that is the apostle church. What follows immediately after a person's conversion is what? Persecution. So you find that you know you must quickly root yourself, yeah? Assured of what you have
learned.
So that you will not be shaken. you know, obviously now you are so happy, you go around telling your friends about the belief that you have found.
Ilelo mureva vansansa murefuma nokuyabirisha namusambirisha abanene kubeba vacha chimire chumwasanga.
Satan will not just so easily let you do the work.
Satana takamireke pfe pfira timureche iwe nchitwe iyo.
He will come and fight against you.
Akame akesa nokurulisha aimwe.
So that's why
ikare ninga ine pantu temwalale na mtumana keyo.
Okay.
Yesuma.
Right now we look at verse 15.
Relation verse 15.
And then from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ.
Nokusema kuwaiche waishiwe amalembo ya mushiro ayaba na makaya kukulengo wa mtu wa mano ayalosha kukupusuka mkukutetekera Kristu Yesu.
Timothy has learned the word since childhood.
Timothy asamilile chewe cha kwa leso kutampafukuwa eche kwa kwe.
He has learned the word based on the Holy Scriptures.
Asamilile kushintida pa malembo ya mshilo.
We find that the word of God give us wisdom.
Wati malembo ya kwale sakpela mano na kukweluka
for salvation
kukupusuka
through faith
kutamkutetekela.
So the word of God actually what provide us with the faith needed to know the salvation of God.
Cheo cha kwale sasha tupela kuchetekelo cha kute tuishiwe nshe ye kusukilo.
Paul is like saying to Timothy, look, you have learned the scriptures.
Paolo amweva Timothy kutatumona na weishiwa malembo.
You know what salvation is all about.
Na weishiwa pusikwe fiori ava.
You know that through faith you have come to understand the value of salvation.
Na weishiwa kutatumutitekela ukankala we pusikilo.
Therefore you must continue in what you have learned.
Hecho utwalile kukadira mfio wasambilira.
How can you cast aside something which is incomparable, so valuable, which is above all things.
Kuti waposa shani finti chintu chikankara wachifumiako wataawe nishire chifaye chifaye ino nishita mwa. Nifido?
Just now our brother said,
Apape mwe wa mnyefi wa dilema wa chilandati.
He wished that he had got the truth earlier.
Chari ene kunga bapo kelele chine ukubadila pofie.
He said he got the truth in the evening.
Bapo kelele itishi nka mshia chungulo kushuku.
No, I said no, you got the truth in the afternoon.
Na vamwe vave tuweva kutira tawe mwapo kelele mshia chungulo.
Actually, for those who love the truth.
Kuri ababa temwa ichine.
They always have the desire of, of wanting to learn more.
Kukwacha kukawira kwa kusambilira.
Obviously as you grow older, your memory fails you.
Ichini chine ile mwa ile mwa kular manu yenu atamba kumfirwa.
One good example is the one sickness to me.
Chaku mwena kwa upano ni uyuwa pala mafi mpepi na ine uyuwa ine uyuwa.
The guy was sitting next to me. How can you compete with a youngster who is only 20 or 25?
Kuti wa mwachifanya sha na varumenda vachife nemiaka 20 na 21 file nokutwadirira.
They are just starting the prime of their life.
Elintu va tampa feel we got you are going where wawo.
The one next to me is going down here for the sun is setting.
You will get mpembe na ine ari fi mpembe kumatero kwa
ite. This one.
You will get the ine.
Sunset already.
I already kwa kwa kasuba mamuna. Kutu achasha leo bai kukisha bishi.
You can pray for special wisdom. So that you can retain the word.
Okay.
Jesus.
verse 16.
So all scriptures is given by inspiration of God. It's called the breath. Meaning it's from the Spirit of God. The word inspiration actually is breath. You know, this breath represents the Spirit of God. So it's given by the Spirit. That's why
we
said the word of God is spirit. Just like, you know, Jesus said his word is spirit and his life.
His
spirit and his life. Sign
off.
You can see for yourself. The sun is setting. Okay. So it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in
righteousness.
So basically, the word of God is best for our spiritual cultivation. First is for doctrine. For us to learn the teachings. Meaning for rebuke. So that people can change. For correction. So that wrongs can be rectified. And also for instruction in righteousness, so man knows how to live righteousness. These are the functions of the word of God or the scriptures. So that the man of God may be complete. Thoroughly equipped for every good work. Why do you learn the scriptures? Why are you here studying the word of God? Are you not here to be equipped to do good work for God? So before the work of God, a good work can be done. We find that the person, the workers themselves must be corrected by the
scripture.
There are areas of imperfections in our life. And these areas have to be rectified. So that we become complete. So that we are thoroughly equipped, not just partially equipped. Here Paul says, for every good work, not just for some good work. A complete man in Christ should be able to perform every good work. Sometimes we feel that we are very insufficient. Possibly because we are not well equipped. That's why we find that we are handicapped here, handicapped there. Even though God has given us ample opportunities to serve Him, we just allow these chances to slip us past. Why? Because we are not completely equipped, we are not thoroughly equipped.
Right?
Now, so we find that the first section and the second section exactly the opposite to one another.
Right?
This is chapter 3. Any questions?
Chapter 3.
No? So we move on, yeah? So hopefully by today we can finish Second Timothy.
Yes, we are published kuwele kutuafisha inkarata ya tuwili ya kwa Timothy.
So tomorrow will be the last day.
Kutatushu kuwa maru wa wabwa kulekelesha.
So we will do Titus.
Tuka chachito yose.
Okay, we look at chapter 4.
Kuma na chapter 4.
Here, for church Timothy.
Apa Paulo akomkomesha Timothy kutila.
It's like he command Timothy before God and the Lord Jesus.
Abawa akomkomesha Timothy kuchiso cha kwalesa na chukulufu Yesu Christo.
Who is this God? Who is this God?
New essential you.
Yes, who is this Jesus?
New ni nani Yesu Christo you.
He is the one who will judge the living and the dead.
New you kapingula abafa naba mweo.
So when he comes again, when his kingdom appears, he shall judge the world. Now, so before this God, Paul charged Timothy to preach the word. So he was given a charge. It's like he was recommissioned. I think that when he first became a minister, he must have been given this task already. Why did Paul charge again? On the one hand is to remind him of his task. On the other hand is to recommission him. To spread the gospel whenever he can. In verse 2 itself, you can see the urgency of spreading.
It
must be ready in season and out of season. Meaning Timothy must be prepared at all times. Whether he has a chance or not, he must be ready. Wherever he may be, he must preach the gospel. No matter what circumstances he was in, he must be ready to preach. That sense of readiness in spreading is crucial to the
world.
That's why I said there's a group of members. Thank God they are very fervent. Morning they fast and pray. Every day they spend about 2 hours giving out leaflets, talking to people. Actually, God does work through them. They bring quite a few people to the church. That's why we need this sense of readiness to
pray.
If you find that a life of comfort is always contrary to this readiness, if we always live a life of enjoyment, we find that this life can kill off this sense of readiness in you. Now we look at verse 2. Convince, you need to convince people. Convince them. Rebuke. Exalt. Obviously with all long suffering and teachings. So even when you exercise your authority to rebuke, it must not be away from the foundation of long suffering, meaning you hope that this person will come to believe and be saved.
Yeah.
So,
kabiri apusuka.
Sometimes when you preach to people,
shitemo iyo tuleshimikira ku bantu.
Not all the time, you know, in certain cases.
Senshiteyo sefere mushishimo.
Some individuals can be very difficult.
Bambi bantu kuti baba kukosangana nshi.
They are not here to listen.
Tavari kova kutati vakutike kufimurena.
Sometimes you find that they are here to cause confusion.
Yimbe kutuma vasanga kuti varipo kupanga fechimufurumufuru.
There was one time.
Parish time.
You know, I have spoken to this lady many times already.
Atvari nate kuno yungashano panchita mikune miko.
Even about the true church, everything that she needs to know, I think the church has preached to her.
Amrandu waru kutalwa chine kaina pyonse efyaringo kuri akwati eshibe. Amrandu waru kuta.
There was one occasion and we invited quite many truth seekers, about 10.
Vale twari chire kwena vantu kwati ikumi avale kwa kushwe ichine.
She also came along.
Nao alipe mbalili aline.
You know, during the discussion,
we could
sense that she was not there to learn. She was there to create confusion. You can see that there is a sense of frustration in her. She began to speak very harshly. You know, because we want to keep the atmosphere to be very calm and quiet.
We have to exhort.
But with all long suffering and teachings. Basically, Paul was saying that, you know, Timothy need to equip himself with this mindset of what? Of people rejecting his gospel.
Paulo aleva pari Timothy kutila. Abe waku ipekanya pantu. Kuni mabumba na yambi abantu ome kupate iliano.
You know, it's not possible that every time when you preach, people will listen and people will buy into your idea.
We read verse 3.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desire, because they have itching ears, and they will heap up for themselves teachers.
Pantu kesenjita ido vakakano kusambilishiwe sambilisho litunturu. Lelo vakailonga nisha vakasambilisha umwavelo lunkumbwa lwavo lwine pakuva avapepula amatwi.
You know, it will come a time, it's a prediction. People will not endure sound doctrine. Even though what is preached is good, they just could not take it in. They just could not accept it. Instead, what they are led by their own desires. The Bible says their ears become itchy. And itching ears and listen not to the sound words. But to what? A strange and weird teachings. So we find that these people will heap up a lot of teachers for themselves.
Enshaba bantu bakabe bakayi right tukira fe bakasambirisha bengi pali bene.
All these teachers do not preach the sound doctrine.
Abonsi bakasambirisha tebasambirisha masambiriro ya yanayo.
If you are very careful to observe your members in the church or believers in the church.
Mukamona nga muri abachenjelangana nshikuba abaresimi nabantu mbali nabamendo.
Why is it that some believers are easily swayed?
Nyinshi bamo baba sumina baba bangukirwa okusendwa.
In fact, from the very beginning, we find that they cannot endure sound doctrine. They cannot accept what is good.
Chamukutendeka fi awe tababa kwikadirira muchitetekelo chawe yo.
They have great doubts in the teachings of the scriptures.
Badi kwata kutwishika mufya malembo fyonse.
So whatever is preached,
chonse chashimikirwa.
It's like, you know, his ears turn itchy.
Chilinga matwi yabo yabe yapepulwa.
That's why they could not take in the word of God.
Hey, joy. So
when this false prophet
comes,
surely, you know, they will be taken away. So, you know, just like those mentioned in chapter
3.
How these gullible women were taken captives. So, you know, we must be faithful to the word.
Right?
Verse 4. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. So instead of listening to the word of God, they prefer to listen to what? To fables. Now you can imagine if you were to preach to a group of people in a church. And all of them have itching ears. Obviously they will be angry, you know, they will be what? They will be, you know, frustrated with listening to your word, the sound words. What can you do? They are believers. So verse 5
Paul says,
but you be watchful in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry.
Awe iwe ube uatekanya mufintu fionse chula kububi gombo mulimo wabukabila wambila suma.
Meaning that Timothy must stand firm in his position.
Mkuchila Paul Timothy afwire abawa imina mubuka piunga wakwe.
Dealing with this kind of people, well, Timothy had to be extra careful.
Mkuchita na mkubombe pomona ababantu Timothy afwire abawa chenjelanga nanshi.
He must be what? Ready to endure affliction coming from these people.
Afire abawa kushipikisha mkuchenwana mkuchendwana mkuchetia msambushani mili kuchitile ya abantu.
Do the work of an evangelist, fulfill his ministry.
Chita milimo wabuka vila kamili fikirisha.
You know, this is how Paul tried to shape up this Timothy in doing the work.
If your Paulo aishishe namaka kuchinjisha Timothy mumulimo wabukapyunga.
So you find that Timothy needs to be refined in thinking as well by Paul.
Lemana Timothy aliwa kuipanishitane chokuwa
So that mentally he is well equipped to
do the work. Now,
verse 6 to verse 8. Here Paul talks about his own songs of victory. He says bell victory. Paul knew that he was about to die. He was just like the one, a drink offering. And the time for him to die is at hand, very near already. So I've been thinking about this. He knew that he was about to go. That is why he seized hold of this opportunity to remind Timothy. From here we can see where his heart was. You know, all those who love the church love God. They would always seize hold of the opportunity to remind the church. I think it's
better.
That
women never quiet.
Alright, now Paul knew that he was about to go. That's why he seized hold of the opportunity to remind
him.
Actually, Peter did the same.
We
sent to 2 Peter.
Petro Watchviri.
I want you to read verse 12. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of this thing, though you know and establish the truth. Verse 13. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, meaning in the body, to stir you up by reminding you.
Awe na tungo kuti chiene ilo nchiri mwema, that means mwiri uyu, uku mchichisha mkwivulula.
Verse 14. Knowing that surely I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed
me.
You see that actually he knew that he was about to die. So what did he do? He wrote to the believers. To remind them. First John, chapter 2. We read verse 21. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lies is of the truth.
Shirembele icho tamwa ishwa chine lelo icho mwai Mwachishwa kabiri icho mwaishwa kuti chonse chabu bifite chamuri chine.
Alright, so we find that, yeah? This John also sees all of opportunity to remind the believers to write
it. Kana Paul na Yohani na wa kwati kashita kakuchetisha aba sumina mfya malembo.
You sit down.
I think I'm fine.
Now, so all the great workers, yeah, they really cared for the church.
Kanshi vonse avo mfeva maruka vafikapo vaisakamende rukuta.
Try whatever means possible to help fill up the church and the faith of the
believers. Veshe namakana mano yakumwa nokuta dzuri kuta rwakula nangwe chechekero charo kuta nule kureko pashita neshita.
We come back to chapter 4.
Well, in chapter 4.
Here Paul says that he had fought the good fight.
He
also has finished the race. He has kept the faith. I think this is the most wonderful thing. Even his departure was made known to him by God. Surely he must have done a good job for God. You know, when you read the book of Philippians, actually he longed to be with God. But for the sake of the church, since God kept him alive, he said he would do whatever he could to build up the faith of the believers. This is a selfless service to God. You know, you can see the love that he has in him. You can see that in his ministry work, that is, his work is overflowing with the love of God. So I think that we need to do the same as well. Do our best to care for the church, to care for our brothers and sisters. Care for our own co-workers. Pray that all of us can be preserved together by our Lord. Paul was very confident that, you know, this crown of righteousness is laid up for him. This crown is only given to those who are righteous, who have rendered services in righteousness to God, and to those who faithfully accomplish the task. We find that the poor fall into this category. So serving God is not just about what kind of work you have done. It's the heart that matters. How much concern you have shown to the brothers and sisters, especially with their spiritual life. God really, you know, looks into all this. So Paul was very confident. This crown of righteousness shall be given to him. Not just to him alone, but also to all who have loved his appearance. In fact, in the church, there are many brothers and sisters who truly love God. They sacrifice so much for God. Be it in terms of money, in terms of time, in terms of their life, in terms of their care and concern, they have given to the Lord. Any question from verse 1 to verse 8?
Iri pushwa from verse 1, Shintam verse 8.
Oh, any point you want to do?
Now, chance that you feel more mulefa at Mulunde Pong. Bishop Lunda Pong. Bishop Lunda Pong. Bishop Sambilila. Thank you. Paddy?
Yes, one question. As Christians,
umonga wena Kristu,
we find that we cannot have this confidence.
Yetu kwate muyano uyuru wa kutitefi.
Now, why is it that Paul was confident that the crown of righteousness shall be given to him?
Nishi Paulo achire tichilongwe cha ulonga me, awe, tinokupelwa kuli wene, kuli ena, achire tikwena, tinokupelwa, that we shikeyo. Mulandushi.
I think because if you read the verses before, verse 7, yeah, the last part, he said, I kept the faith. He has never wandered away from the faith. I think that is very crucial. So being a worker, obviously he has to teach. He has to teach the word of God. But he has not wandered away from that. We said the parameter of
it.
Or he has kept his belief to the end. All the works that he has been given to him, he accomplished them faithfully.
You know,
I feel that sometimes if you are faithful to God, you know, even though you don't dare to talk about it, you know.
Because
your heart will tell you. A good worker, his heart is always very sensitive. Sensitive to the correction of God. Sensitive to the work that he is doing. And also very sensitive to his own spiritual level. You know, I think only a spiritual person can tell. Obviously, we are not that spiritual yet. But we should pursue to be more spiritual in our service to God. Now, from verse 9 to verse 16, it seems that many people has abandoned him. It goes to show that after all, not many people can, you know, finish the race. They might have come in great joy. Having received the word of God, yeah, they went round, they could have gone now. They must have gone round preaching the word. But we find that these people were not able to finish. There is a saying which goes in this way: the end of a matter is better than the beginning.
Yeah. the beginning.
It's better than its beginning.
Yaba ya wa ma ukuchire ntendekelo.
Where is it recorded?
Yale mbwa pesa na pe. This is Proverbs.
Yeah. Who tried?
Mapinda mwaisha.
Where?
Mapinda.
We tend to ecclesiastes.
Mone mukala lukala milandu. Ajumu mwa mwa bwino.
Chapter 7.
Lukala milandu chapter 7.
La bila ya. Even though I'm a bit sleepy.
Chapter 7 angundesh pulako.
Even though I'm a bit sleepy, don't love me.
Na ngonde mwa kwa kushipula ifi mwira mwinseka iyo.
7 verse 8.
7, 8.
The end of a thing is better than its beginning.
Impera ya mulandu isu ya mila ya mulandu suma isuma ukuchilo te intendekelo wa uko.
Like King Saul, he has a very good beginning.
Pamonga infumu Sauli.
Very humble.
Why change ya?
But the ending of his life, yeah, was not good.
Because
he was not able to obey God until the end. So towards the end of his life, he turned mad. So instead of helping
his own people,
he went after what? David, who had helped the nation so much.
Kuti kwata makaya kwa afrisha vantu vakwe awe asangukile David ya uyo wakwe te kumwafrisha pakala mbanga na shi.
That's why Paul, in the last part of the chapter, he's talking about those who have deserted him.
Eto Paulo alela ndila mushita ya mulimo wakwe pamulandu wavo aba
He asked Timothy to come to him diligently and quickly. I can imagine a person knowing that he was should be part of this world. Obviously, would like to see someone who was close and dear to him. If you know that you are going to depart the next day, would you not like to see your family, your wife, your children? Or you would like to see your co-workers before you depart? That's why he urged Timothy to come quickly. You can understand, this sense of urgency. Although to be with God is far better than to remain in this world. Being in flesh, and he still have this sense of emotion. He was very much emotionally connected to Timothy. So he really cared for him. Now here in verse 10 he says, he said, Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world.
Demas nansula ino pokufika kushite yakufuma muchalo chino.
We can turn to Colossians chapter 4 to look more closely at this person.
Tumone vena Colossae chapter
4. Verse 14. Here it says, Luke the beloved physician and Demas greet you.
Luke uatemui kwa inganda Amuchelela na Dema pamo.
Here we find that Paul was still with him.
Lemo na Paulo ali pamo pie. Nadema.
He even greeted the church at Colossae.
Kaviri kwetu kuposha netironga ino nungulukuta kukolose.
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, chapter 4, Paul says that this person loved the world. You find you can see loving the world is always a danger, a temptation, who can guarantee that he would not love the world? What is loving the world? What does it mean to you?
Return
to 1 John.
Chapter 2.
We read verse 15 and to verse 17.
Verse 15, we have Shinta for 17.
John warns the members not to love the world or the things in the world.
Yohane asoka abantu kana temwesonde nangu ifintu fyambane esonde.
Having more than one mobile phone is a sign of loving the world.
Here
is a concrete example. So you don't need two mobile for what?
Demure kamira valamia babiri banshi.
What is enough?
We move here, if you know.
Tell me, you use one to call your wife, the other one you call your children. One is enough. So this is a sign for the
network.
Okay, so if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. How can a person with two mobile phones love God? So,
you can love God because he can see easy.
What do you love? You love mobile phone or you love God? For your handset. Verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
Panchons chonse chapanwe sonde lumkumbwa lwa muvili, norinso lwa menso na mataki yami kadire ino, techafuma kushifwe.
You know that things in the world are very enticing.
We said
it can draw your attention there to that's why we cannot love the world. Whatever we have today, we must tell ourselves we can live without them. You have to say it from your heart. I can live without this. I can live without my handset. This is not loving the world. Today, if you cannot live without whatever you have, it means that your heart is in the world. Just like the young rich man.
Mulumendum kankala watumpa.
Why did Jesus ask him to sell everything that he had?
Nishilesa Yesu amwe kutata shiye fyonse fyakwete.
Actually, Jesus could see that this young man loved the world.
Kwawe Yesu amuloreshe kumakuta tsichino mulumendo nati mwaitsonde.
That's why Mark chapter 10.
Chapter 10.
Jesus looked at him.
Amwe Yesu amuloreshe.
Jesus loved him. And here came the instruction, sell everything that you have.
So,
you know, if we learn the word, then the love of the Father is not in you.
Verse 17.
And the world is passing away and the last of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
Kaviri panesonde paleya norunkumbwa lwapakolelo uchito kufaya kwa lesa ekalilila muyayaya.
So we find that even people like them, as a worker of God, was drawn away by the world.
Vilesango kuta timubo mfiwa kwa lesa pamonga dema na oo ase ndelwe lepia panesonde.
Paul said because he had left the world.
Paulo amwa kuta tipantu. I want to read
James chapter 4.
If I'm willing, I'm reading Jacob chapter 4.
We read verse 4.
Jacob chapter 4, verse 4. Adulterers
and adulteresses.
Don't
get it wrong. He's not talking about those who have committed physical adultery. He is talking about those who are befriending the world. Today we have been saved by God. He is our husband. Our love should be for our husband. Just like our love should be for our wife. Is that
true?
Now you shift your love away from the husband onto what? The world.
Is that not a spiritual
adultery? It is.
Thank you, I
know. Do you not know that friendship with the world is an enmity with God?
Whoever
therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
Now,
you know, for those who love the world, What happened to the spirit who dwells in you? He will yield jealously. Obviously, he's angry. I'm your husband. Your love should be on me. Now you have shifted your love away onto something else.
No more of Fumia Kutemwa Kobe. No party in Okumina Kuika Pari Pisonde.
You can imagine that kind of jealousy.
Kutmamona Kakaluman and Guru Paturi Gabapo.
It brings about anger and wrath.
See you later, Kali.
That's why we cannot look the world. That's why we can always test ourselves.
You can answer
freely from your heart.
Without
a sense of hesitance.
It means
that you don't let the world.
But if you keep
hesitating, knowing in your heart that you know your heart is very unsettled. It means that your heart is not of God. This is how you can test yourself.
If you
turn back to Timothy, chapter 4. Now, crescents of for Galatia, and this guy Crescent also have departed for Galatia, Titus for Dalmatia.
Nokuya ku Thessalonica na ku Kreske ayena na aya ku Galatia, Tito ku Dalmatia, Luca eka Euli naine. Sorry.
Now we know that these two here, Crescent and Titus,
obviously, Tito,
they left Paul. It's not because they have left the world. Unless we can prove that this refers to what? Titus and Crescent also left the world, and therefore they left Paul. But I don't think that is the case. It could be that they have left for different places and for different ministry
works.
And he said only Luke was with him. Luke was a physician. Here he said bring Mark with Timothy to come to him.
For
Mark was useful to him for ministry.
Bantu wa mulimo ukalamba mukupyungila.
Now you know that previously, like in Acts chapter 16, yeah.
Chapter 16.
We know that they had a sharp argument.
Hello? Chapter 16. He is saying, I'm just remaining with the Luke here. Now, where was Paul at this point?
Where was Paul?
Paulo ali ku Roma instead of ali mu papacho pa Ferrari ku Roma. Rome.
Yeah, because in exile he was in Rome.
Bantu yoko ali mu shtayo ali mu chifungwa.
Some said that 2 Timothy was the last pope in Rome.
Obuli ati ukacha ya chibiri ya kwa Timothy eya ni kalata ya kulekelesha.
Judging from Acts chapter 28, his movement was restricted.
Ngato mana umirimo yawe timo cha kuchete kwenda kwakwe awe itakuwa ilikuwa buntu ngwa hiyo.
He was under a house arrest.
Ali bali mkakire munanda.
Okay. Isuma. We turn to chapter 15 next.
Tumene umirimo yawe timo chapter 15.
Here it talks about, you know, the row between Paul and Barnabas as a result of John Mark.
Haba. Verse 36.
So on that occasion, Barnabas was very determined to take John Mark along in the ministry.
Barnabas aliwa kuti akuwasenda Mariko mukyunga.
But you know he had a problem before. Previously he was not able to finish the work.
And pakubala.
Halfway.
And Mariko ali fulumuike tawiriwa kuishen chito iyo.
So Paul felt that this guy was not very trustworthy.
Kanshi Paulo amani kuti atuimulumendo.
So we find that here it arose two different opinions. On the part of Barnabas, he felt that this guy should be given another chance.
However,
for Paul, he believed that this guy was not suitable, was not
Paulo
suitable. That's why he should be removed. So as a result, they had a very sharp argument. Look at verse 39. Then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another.
Eicho kwapo nene akafisha mutima epakulekana.
So this you know the parted company.
Awe badilekene.
So Barnabas took a map and sailed to Cyprus.
Eicho Barnaba asende Mariko nokuya kukupro.
But Paul chose Silas and departed.
Hello, Paulo asalire Sila.
Here we see the maturity of the workers. At times we may see disagreement among workers. You know, mature worker will not hold grudges in heart.
Umubomfi uyo wakula kumupashi tasungirila.
You find that here Paul welcomed this mark because he had proved to be a person who was very useful.
Paulo alabako.
That's why he said, please bring Mark here. Mark was welcome. You know, sometimes workers must learn to move away from the past. The problem with many people is that we always live in the past. Or we allow the lingering past to affect our mind. So that we cannot look at people very straightforwardly. This guy has not been good before. Previously, you know, he didn't finish his journey. Why should we choose him? The second child is not given. So on this occasion, Barnabas was proven to be right.
Return
back to
2
Timothy.
2 Timothy.
Now we look at verse 12.
In verse 12,
here he talks about Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. Tychicus.
Alanda pari etakiki roa tumino ku Ephesus.
So you find that Paul is like the more senior person, yeah, to coordinate or to direct the works.
Tamuna Paulo awango mukalamba uyo wa ipakati nankati kakutumishanya nankakupera mirimo ku bantu.
So you know that if this epistle was written in Rome while he was under a house arrest.
Ngachakuti ari mu Roma muyayo ari mu akakirwa muchifungo cha munganda.
We find that he was still very much a concern for the church.
Lemona ukutila awe aiposuka mano pamulandu walukuta.
You know, caring for the brothers and sisters.
Ukusakamana walukutana vamunyina.
Sending workers around.
Ukutuma ababomfi monsefie.
Verse 13. Bring the cloth that I left with Carpus at Troas when you come, and the books, especially the parchment. Probably it was getting cold at the time. That's why he asked Timothy to be there before winter. Is that also? Did he not say that?
Yes, that's what you said.
Where? Which verse is that? Came to me before winter.
Just below this.
Verse 21. To your utmost to come before winter, isn't it?
Kala kasha ukwisa insta yam yam pepo dailaisa.
So my guess is that it was getting colder at the time.
Chiremanaka kwati insta yam 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 pepo yali ile palama.
He said bring the books with him as well.
Lete nama buku pamuna nankwe.
What these books were, we do not know. Could be the Old Testament scriptures.
Alright,
now verse 14, as you mentioned a person.
Verse 14, as lumbra pumuntu.
Alexander.
Alexandre.
This guy was not a good guy. He was a coppersmith. So he did much harm to Paul. So he even warned Timothy to beware of this person. Now we look at verse 15. You also must beware of him, for he has greatly resisted our words.
No we weke kuri wene pantu.
Because this guy must have opposed the preaching. You find that some people can go out of their way to oppose the word of God.
Alright,
now we move on. Verse 16. And my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me, may it not be charged against them. So probably he was at Rome at the time, yeah? That's why he talks about his first defense. He was brought under charge. Now, verse 17 to verse 18. He was strengthened because the Lord was with him. You find that even when he was in Rome, he did not fail to preach the gospel of God. Some people said he was defending the truth. Yes, he was defending the truth. He was defending the truth by preaching the truth. How can you defend the truth if you do not talk about the truth yourself? Yes, he was defending the faith that he had received by even preaching to the kings, isn't it? This is what he was given when he was first called. We turn to what? Acts chapter 9. These are the words spoken by God to Ananias. We read verse 15 and 16. You know, at that point in time, yeah, Ananias was a bit hesitant whether to accept to receive Saul or not. Now, verse 15, the Lord said to him. Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear him before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. So his duty is to preach. So when we read towards the end, the last few chapters of Acts of the
Apostles,
so in his defense before the kings, he actually preached Christ to them. So that's why here we see that in chapter 4 of 2 Timothy,
chapter 4, Timothy,
he said, verse 17, he was strengthened to preach the message fully. That all the Gentiles were here, including the kings. At the same time, he was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. The Lord delivered him from every evil work and preserved him for his heavenly kingdom.
So
even at the last phase of his life, he experienced great grace from God. We have been saying that as workers of God, our hearts must be right before
him.
So, if we are faithful to God, then we will experience the guidance, the miraculous guidance of the Lord.
Verse 19 to 21.
Here, Paul asked Timothy to greet a certain individual. A couple and those are in the house of Onesiphorus. And also Erastus stayed in Corinth. And Trophimus, he left him in Miletus, and he was sick.
Na Trofimu na mshiwashire na lwala mumilite.
Miletus was very near to Ephesus.
Melite from Pepe in Ephesus.
Okay, now verse 21.
21.
He said, do your utmost to come before winter.
Kalakasha ukwisa inshita yam pepo.
And he also mentioned all those who greeted Timothy. When you look at this old man, he has so many things to care about. It's like he tried to coordinate every possible way. To foster the bonds of workers and members alike.
It's
the heart of a good
worker.
Care so much for the well-being of others. So obviously he urged Timothy to come before winter.
Timothy, kuti akalakashe kuisa ido mpepo taulafika.
The Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Amen.
Amen. Atu shukuri Yesu ave pamoja na mutima ove kusana mina kuve na imwe. Amen.
Alright, any question on
chat? Pareko pusha.
My question, maybe can I say simple or not simple? I can see this man was in the cells, in a prison.
He's in the house.
Yes, a house arrest, of which he was unable to move out freely. But how did he manage to send his messages to either Timothy, or how did he manage to do the work of God whilst in house arrest?
There's a will, there's a way.
Where the
there's a will, there's a way. His care for the church is very strong. Unbelievable.
I think
hopefully we can find many poles in Zambia.
Jesuvila nekwa jesuwe kutukwate kwa Paulo ave ingi mu Zambia. Mkwa. Vale pa ya balunde popali icho kabili inawa kwa teneri pusho ya wave ene.
So, under being arresting.
House arrest.
Yes. I believe even in Zambia is there when someone has been arrested and then they give him this call is just like he's more than the under arrest.
Na Muzambi emo chava kwa tu mtu awa mfungwa mkati kanga nda ya kwe. Panishita yo, kuta awa mba mulimu wa kwa lesa.
My question is just coming from verse 20.
Ilipusha ya ndire from verse 20.
Because I see this man by the name of Paul. Someone who was working with the miracles.
By the name of what?
Paul.
Uyu muntu weshine yako wa Paulo wale mba itapa na fisungusho. Tuwalune muna yu yale mba mumiru ya batumwa awe ape peleku mtumo. Apa asha umo. Alelu ala haya amusha mmelite. Mmelite kwa amushire. Alelu ala afuma haya. Nisha amushire mwurele kwa wala kumpepele atiapo le.
But you need to understand that in this place that there were believers.
Mwishwe kutatipai mwini nchenye mwali ava atitegela. Ava sumina.
So Paul has his work to do, so he's left him behind to the care of them.
Kanishi Paulo ali mshire, no kumushamba wako ya basumina, ena ikwetechi na chimbi shakuomba.
So like he left him in a strange place where no one knew about him.
Tekuti lati amushire fe kuchisheshe fe yo.
We can see a bit in Malite.
Mwene pari mbet Malite.
Acts chapter 20. He sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church.
Kaide ai tira wapingile kuba kalamba kwa Ephesus.
So I believe there must be people there to look after him.
Kanshi kwa le na bantu abali ko kwa Ephesus abantu bakwalesa.
Okay.
Jisuma. Why didn't he pray for him also that he sick, but he left him sick and he went?
He was not healed.
Tapolereyo. Nishi.
He was not healed.
Why didn't he pray for him?
That's what you're saying now.
Why didn't he pray for him?
I think he's saying, Trophetus, I have left in Miletus. Sick doesn't mean that when he left him, he was sick. He could have fallen ill later on.
No.
Because he says, I have left. Sick.
No, I have left sick. Wait.
Verse 20.
I have left him in Miletus.
Namushile mu Miletus umulwele. Efyo.
So how did he know if he left him? Well, how do you know that now, behind where I'm coming from, someone is sick? Should you have known? He went to the question that someone is sick.
Does it mean that even when the Paul, the Peter, James, who were moving with God, whoever falls sick, whenever they prayed him, is a must that is healed?
No.
Healing is up to God to heal. Even when he doesn't heal, it still remains God.
Amen.
They would have prayed and not
healed.
Same point I wanted
to make.
Because the temple was living.
Mr. Paulo Alesh Alef Mamo.
If this person was a sick,
Nangofia Umutari Umurele,
maybe I already practiced
his Katumu. Bimbi, I had
luggage. Luggage. He had already prepared his luggage. Maybe the time was leaving. The guy fell sick.
Bimbi, I had a Ale Ima Umuntu Alwala.
Second point.
Doesn't mean
that everyone who prayed before were healed.
Tehuti la chwanzo mto Paulo al pepele au ndapiwe.
Let's take for example Timothy.
Mwana nga Timothy fechari.
Ari
kwe chombo afya wa umala.
Was advised to take some.
Ari mwebe chwatule no kutumwanga shutu no no.
So Paul would have prayed for Timothy.
Tule mwana Paulo afuna po kota adiwa kupepeko na Timothy.
I can also think of another reason. The sickness of a person should not hinder the word of God. To me, this is also a training for this guy. He has to learn to rely on God even more.
The worker is to be trained up in all possible ways. Mubomfi afire aba wasambisho munshesho nseshayana. Efe fine mwa?
What?
Jisuma. Mm-hmm.
Okay, go on.
Jisuma.
Yeah. All the same.
Achintu chumachine?
Because I'm seeing in Zambia, I don't know whether to even to the other countries is happening, I don't know.
Lech mwana mu Zambia, limbi na mu fialo fimi, file chika limbi.
We are seeing a lot of traditional doctors.
Tule mwana wa shinganga wa ngi mu chalo. Nomba.
You are talking to that person and then you hear this, this Timothy, and then you this one, this one, this one. So, is he not going to say because Timothy used to wine to heal, anything that is going to charm, they need to get healed? So how are you going to challenge that person?
Is that associated with witchcraft? You cannot go to a witch doctor. No, it's not allowable.
They are just me sure.
It means that your sickness is not healed, you cannot go. Even if you die of your sickness, you still cannot go. Because God has His way. If you have done your best and God decided not to heal you, then so be it. Is that not true?
Fishing,
yeah.
Fishing cave, what is
it? If you die, you die.
No, yes. How far any you feel?
Just to add on to that, may I?
No, blue, you can't just say what is
it? If anything, one may go to this witch doctor, you know, to consult and get medication.
The way to consult, we're consulting you what?
Because, okay, when you talk about
which
doctor usually does those things, okay?
Okay.
Then he provides the medication. And yet, that person may not even get healed.
Can both
can get worse.
Ndimukuti ava wa twai kulwele kwa kulila kwa.
I have a testimony and I thank God. I challenge my sister to say, you move to a witch doctor. To take care of mom. But where is mom now?
Mom.
And you have continued there.
So,
and I told her, if only your mother lived, still alive. You continue. You
continue.
And will not be at power with me.
How did you send name where you? If you were not familiar with Mapo.
Later on, she learned something.
What did she know about this?
I think I want to make this very clear. Members of the True Jesus Church should not come into contact with any form of witchcraft. You know, no one should go to see a witch doctor. Because, you know, for them to practice whatever you call it, they practice divination. That is against the faith of so we cannot go to a witchcraft. It's just like practicing sorcery. It's no different.
Now,
why should we go to them? We should rely on God. Elisha died of the illness.
Elisha, I feel it.
Problem with the stomach, intestine. He performed so many miracles. But God decided not to heal him. So he died of the illness of the stomach. So we should go.
That feel why yo.
Okay, be back here at 5, 17 hours.